This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. James Griffin has been arraigned on felony charges, including domestic violence as a third or subsequent offense, and interfering with electronic communications. The domestic violence charge carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison, while interfering with electronic communications could result in up to 2 years. Mr. Griffin confirmed his understanding of these charges and their possible penalties. A probable cause conference is scheduled for February the 5th and a preliminary examination for February the 13th. Attorney Andrew Lockhart has been appointed to represent Mr. Griffin in this matter. The court set bond at $3,500 on personal recognizance with standard conditions including a prohibition against assaulting or threatening anyone. Griffin was advised that failure to appear at future proceedings would lead to fines, costs, and potential jail time. A commercial truck driver escaped injury at a rear-end collision with a passenger vehicle on a slushy here on County Roadway, January 22nd, around 2:57 p.m. The crash occurred during daylight hours on a non-freeway road eastbound, when a 2005 Orange International 9400 semi struck the rear of a passenger car that had slowed, the report stated. The truck driver told investigators the vehicle in front began to turn and then continued straight without signaling, and the truck could not stop in time on the slippery surface. The semi sustained minor damage to the front left, while the passenger car driver's side taillight area was damaged. The second vehicle left the scene before deputies arrived, and any injuries to that driver are unknown. The truck driver was using a shoulder and lap belt. Alcohol was not suspected, and deputies listed roadway conditions as slushy at the time of the collision. A 23-year-old Saginaw man is behind bars after prosecutors accused him of assaulting a U.S. postal employee on her mail route. Police say the incident occurred on Greenwich Street in Saginaw on December 24th when the suspect, identified as Tori Jackson, allegedly made obscene gestures toward the mail carrier before grabbing her. Court records show Jackson now faces several charges, including aggravated indecent exposure by a sexually delinquent person, two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, and obscene conduct. Investigators believe Jackson may also be connected to a similar incident involving another woman several days later. Records indicate he has previously undergone treatment for sexual inappropriate behavior. Jackson remains in custody at the Saginaw County Jail following his arraignment, with his bond set at $75,000 as the case moved forward. We'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back with more news. Governor Greg Abbott has directed Texas state agencies and public universities to immediately freeze all H-1B visa petitions. The governor cited the need to investigate alleged abuses of the visa program and to prioritize the hiring of domestic workers within the state's public sector. The move follows a series of state-level investigations into labor practices and the impact of high-skilled immigration on local employment. Critics argue the move may hinder research at universities, while supporters see it as a necessary step for labor market protection. And the Indian Air Force has deployed Mi-17V5 helicopters to fight massive forest fires in the Lohit Valley of Arunachal Pradesh, operating at an altitude of nearly 9,500 feet. Crews have dropped over 12,000 liters of water to contain the blaze in the rarefied Himalayan air. The fires threaten local biodiversity in remote settlements in the mountainous region, and emergency response teams are working around the clock utilizing high-altitude flight techniques to reach the most affected areas of the valley. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167 today.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.